A kidnapped missionary miraculously shows up in India. Christians in Iraq are easy bomb targets, and the Olympic Games become a platform for Christ. These stories and more on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Gospel for Asia missionary Panachan George was violently kidnapped from a Bible school in Assam, India, July 23rd by terrorists. The chances of him surviving it were small. GFA sent out an emergency prayer alert, and a storm of prayer went up on his behalf. On Sunday, GFA's KP Yohannan says,
finally, after almost a week, he was released, blindfolded, his hands tied back, left on the roadside.
But alive and otherwise unharmed. Pastor George was heavily involved in community development and evangelism, so a lot of people rallied to his cause.
It's a real miracle. The local police, the state government, all authorities, and the central government, everyone got involved.
The team's commitment to Christ and to love stood firm.
When they released him, all our workers, all our leaders continued to stay there. They didn't run away. The night they spent there, and they regrouped and declared, we are here for life and we are not going anywhere.
There's rejoicing, but there's still a lot of work to do. Find out ways you can help at our website. Elsewhere, in the midst of deadly clashes between the Syrian military and rebel forces, Christians are dying. The Evangelical Free Church's Reach Global reports that several prominent Syrian Christians have been killed in the last 2 weeks. It's too dangerous to share their names, but the EFCA says this is a serious reminder to pray. Pray for an end to violence and for many to know Christ's forgiveness. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bombs killed over 100 Iraqis last week. Renewed violence on Sunday killed at least 7 more. During this extremely violent year, Christians are more and more at risk. An Open Doors USA contact in Baghdad recently sent an urgent email request for prayer. So pray for protection, provision, and perseverance for believers. Pray that they'd have a chance to share Christ's love with the frightened Iraqis. Meanwhile, we're partnering with Planet Sport to cover the Olympic Games this year from a missions perspective. As the finals of the men's and women's road race streaked along through Dorking, Surrey, reporter Lizzie Miller caught up with the church leaders who spent Sunday handing out a cup of tea in the name of Christ.
The railings have been taken down and the crowds have cleared, but faith leaders in this picturesque town in Surrey are banking on a new start for their congregations.
The next thing that the churches are looking at is street pastors. Now, street pastors has happened in many other places, but Dorking is a much quieter town than other places. But we believe that street pastors will give us that opportunity to have a presence on the streets.
We hope that people will notice us and want to know more about the church and eventually, obviously, to know something about the Lord Jesus Christ.
This is Lizzie Miller reporting for 2K Plus International Sports Media.
And for a while at MNN, we've been discussing the positive changes Burma's undergoing. Lots of partners on the ground have been skeptical that it's sincere. Steve Gumer with Partners Relief and Development points out that regardless,
in Burma as a whole, even though there are moves towards reform, the country is still at war.
Partners has been on the ground helping internally displaced people suffering at the hands of the Burmese government for years. Unlike most groups, they actually work inside the nation, in the conflict zones.
We're actually on the ground with these people during their crisis, attempting to bring hope and love to bear, while at the same time making Jesus a person by giving them shelter, food, and the essential provisions that they and their children need.
Whatever change is happening is coming slowly, and partners will keep responding. You can learn more at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as many other questions? And you can get your free copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.